Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth, and we've got our weekly chat with the boss, Andy Scott. Big weekend this weekend, Andy. It's the FA Cup first round, but before we talk about that, let's just look back on the Vanarama Conference last Saturday at the Electrical Surf Stadium. Home against Gateshead, a tough game, come back from 1-0 down to get an equaliser through Dan Holman in the 60th minute, but a late goal by Gateshead in the match must have been frustrating to lose 2-1.
Yeah, it was. You know, they're a good side. You know, they went second in the league, but you know, we more than matched them, and when we got our equaliser, we were in the ascendancy, we looked very strong, we created a few chances, and you know, to get nothing out of the game was a bit of a travesty really, but you know, they scored a goal in injury time, and it was a big blow to us, you know, but our performances of late have been much, much better. We were creating a lot of chances, we looked stronger as a group and as an outfit, and you know, the consistency of our performance is improving, you know, very quickly, so there's a lot of encouraging signs, but we're disappointed obviously that we didn't pick up a point at least out of it.
Well, as I mentioned, it's a break from a conference action this weekend. Sunday, FA Cup first round away to Portsmouth, League Two side. It's going to be a massive game.
Yeah, it is a massive game, and it's good to have that sort of game. When the draw was made, you know, we wanted to be in a hat first and foremost, and getting past Torquay was an excellent win. And then we got the draw that we all wanted, which was away to Portsmouth, and you know, we're taking, you know, our full complement of tickets down there, and be a big following on Remembrance Sunday, and a massive occasion, and we're embracing that, and the lads are really excited about it. It's a bit of a break from the league, but it's a great opportunity to go down there, you know, to a side who've won the cup 6 years ago and were in the, you know, Premiership 4 years ago, to go to a place like that and put on a show and try and beat them.
Well, it's a Hampshire derby, but also on the military side of things, it's a bit of a forces connection there, Army against Navy in a way, because Aldershot, home of the British Army, Portsmouth's got a big Navy contingent down there, so that's going to add a bit of spice, certainly for the forces.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's you know, it's just another chapter to the story that's being written really at the moment, with it, you know, being on Remembrance Sunday as well. It just all comes together nicely that It's going to be a fantastic occasion. Both clubs are going to honour the armed forces in a fantastic way, and you know, it's going to be an occasion that we all hope for, and it's hopefully the game will prove to be a fitting tribute to everybody.
And it's good that both clubs can obviously remember the fallen and also give support to the forces personnel, with 500 tickets being given out for the local community.
Absolutely, and that's very important. I think that certainly from our point of view as a club, that we look to do that with the Army and you know, build a relationship with them and get more people down to watch us, and also, you know, salute them and give something back to them for the service they give the country. So equally with Portsmouth and the Navy side of it, they're looking to do the same. So yeah, no, it's only right that, you know, we can contribute and we can help and, you know, give some tickets away and hopefully get them supporting us as well.
Well, let's talk about the players now and the game itself on Sunday. Obviously, we mentioned it's a massive game. Players injury wise concerned still?
Yeah, we still got a few out, unfortunately. Tonkin and Lathrop are out sort of longer term. Mark Phillips obviously is still technically on loan with us, but been out for a while with his broken toe. Sam Hatton picked up a bit of concussion and a dead leg on the weekend, and Josh Scott came off early as well, and a couple have got a few knocks, so yeah, we're hopeful that we're going to get a few back. We're hopeful that Manuel Ialiki will be involved in the squad in some shape or form, but we're still a couple of bodies down injury wise, and Andre McCollin can't play because he's cup tied. So yeah, again, we're just sort of going to get through and see where we are bodies wise before we do too much work on our shape and stuff like that. We'll just be working on individual parts of it until we get to Friday, and then you know, see where we are body wise then.
So preparation for an FA Cup, is it different to how you prepare for the conference matches?
No, not at all. No, we've got our scouting reports on Portsmouth. We've, you know, I've watched a few DVDs of their games, and we've watched clips of their goals and the goals against them and their set plays and bits and pieces and stuff like that. So that's what we do for any game. In terms of work that we've done this week, you know, we're working extremely hard again, and making sure that the lads are, you know, have worked hard enough to be able to cope with not just Sunday, but we've got a game against Kidderminster on the Wednesday as well. So we've got to be making sure that everyone's available, because we've got a couple of midweek games coming up. You know, we need as many bodies back as possible to be able to get through that.
So you're feeling confident ahead of Sunday then?
Yeah, the lads are really, really looking forward to it. I think there's a feel amongst the group now that has changed over the last probably month, that they know that we're a lot better as a group now. The new signings that we've made have improved us. Mark Phillips, certainly. Dan Holman's come in and been really good. Manny obviously played one game and then got injured, but I think that everyone's responded to what we wanted to do in training, and the new signings have had an impact as well. So there's a certain feel around the place, a lot more confidence and a desire about doing well, not just in the Cup but in the league as well.
Obviously the main focus is on Sunday's match in the FA Cup, Portsmouth against Aldershot, but obviously you must have one eye slightly on the Vanarama Conference match away to Kidderminster on Wednesday.
Well, fortunately when you've got such a small squad given the injuries, you've got to focus on Portsmouth first and then look to see how we are in bodies wise for Wednesday. But we know equally that Kidderminster is an important game for us, because we want to improve in the league. You know, we feel that we should be pushing into the top half and then see where we go from there. But it's taken a while to get the injuries back and get the new signings into place. But you know, like I said, the performances have been much, much better. We look a force going forward, and the work rate and the quality of our players improved significantly over the last four games.
All right, fantastic. Andy, thanks for joining us always, and good luck in the FA Cup on Sunday.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth. Just had our weekly update with the boss, Andy Scott, here on Shots Radio.